Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. AgeWell Network is a group that we talk to on a regular basis, and we talk often about technology and things that are going on to help improve the experience of aging, whether it's health-related, mobility-related. I mean, there's just so many areas that, Faisal, you and I think technology are going to, it's going to play such a dramatic role.
I think it's
in the experience.
A big contributor to the experience, and I'm happy to announce that AgeWell had a National Impacts Challenge, and now they have their finalists.
Yeah, and lots of great ones.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about who made it, the list. What do they do in some degree? So we are here to talk about a challenge that is here to help the aging demographic.
Yeah. And we've got Dr. Michael Krastowski, who's the Business Development and Industry Relations Manager at AgeWell Network of Centers for Excellence. Michael, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave, and hello, Faisal. It's good to be on your program again.
Yeah, back with us again. Maybe just start by telling us a little bit about what the National Impact Challenge is, and then we can get to some of the cool details.
Yeah, so the AgeWell National Impact Challenge is really all about highlighting the kinds of innovations we see in Canada coming out of our startups and innovators that can benefit older adults and caregivers. And the whole idea behind that initiative is, like a lot of what we do, is to really amplify the awareness and the impact that these startups can have on our seniors.
You know, there's two things here, Faisal. Number one, that there's some really cool startup technology companies in Canada. Like, we're often talking about these companies, and they're in the United States.
It's like a secret.
Yeah, exactly, which is fantastic.
It's a secret society.
Number two, I mean, number two, you're not so old, but I'm getting there, and my knees are about 75 years old, and I need help on some of these things, so I'm interested in these. Now, there's a series of groups, I guess, finalists in different competitions. Michael, I think we'll get you to share with us a little bit about sort of the competition and some of the finalists, that we can pick and choose some of these companies that are doing some really cool and innovative things.
Sure. So we actually have three iterations of the competition.
Yep.
One is for the Atlantic Canada region, and then there's one that covers Ontario, Quebec, and Nunavut, and that takes place virtually as well. But the third one is for, I guess, other provinces in Canada to west of Ontario, as well as territories and that don't include Nunavut, and that one takes place in September. Each of them have five finalists pitching, and they were selected from a large number of applicants, which is good to see. It's definitely more than we saw last year, and that's really promising. And we have one main winner selected at each of the three competitions to receive $20,000 in cash and a range of other in-kind prizes.
Okay, now the first competition, the finalists, the first five finalists, I think the competition took place yesterday.
That's right. And that was for Atlantic Canada. And we had finalists there pitching things like sensors for assistive devices that help keep caregivers connected to what maybe their mom or dad are doing, and are they progressing with their activity, or is there a risk that could develop? We had a technology from Novalte, which is kind of a smart hub that connects devices from all over your home, irrespective of what company produces them, as long as they're smart devices, and gives the user more control over their living space, kind of increasing their autonomy and increasing their ability to age at home, which I know we all want and we all care about. So those are two that I mentioned, and I'm happy to announce that they actually both won a prize, a major prize at the competition yesterday. So it was Enable Analytics is the first one, and then Novalte is the smart hub technology. The judges really had a hard time deliberating, and so they decided to award both a prize, and it's really exciting to see that come out of Atlantic Canada.
And it's, you know, it's amazing again, Faisal, that this is all across Canada. This isn't just happening in one area, right? This is not an Ontario story. This is not a Vancouver story, right? This is a across Canada story.
It's regional, and that's fantastic. So when these two winners have now won, what do you see the potential of their ideas going to market, actually being utilized by the population?
Well, I think What I would tie into that is a lot of what we try to do with these startups as well, and that's to make sure that they're connected to the space and the sector. And that means both in terms of working with older adults and caregivers to make sure that their product is kind of on the right pathway. Because, you know, unfortunately, in this sector, in many times we see that seniors or caregivers are kept in mind at best, but rarely are they included in how products are developed. So because we look to do that with these startups, we try to increase how likely they are to be adopted and to succeed in the marketplace. And as well, you know, as we're a pan-Canadian network, we connect them to the kinds of providers that can help deploy their technology, be it at Best Buy Health, or the kinds of places where their technology can be implemented in residential care and those kinds of spaces. So I think that we do our part to increase that likelihood. And from what I'm seeing in this sector, you're starting to see more of an uptake and an adoption in age tech, not just in our startups, but you're seeing more of it in bigger companies entering the space because they recognize the importance of this demographic, not just as a size, but because of its spending capacity, to be honest.
Michael, how open are the provincial and federal governments for this new technology? Because they are identifying that there is a increased cost in healthcare, increased cost when it comes to taking care of seniors. Some of this technology will be preventive. Some of it will be able to help minimize the cost or reaction time that our system can take on them. So how open is the provincial and federal governments in adopting this sort of technology?
Well, I'd be remiss not to point out that AgeWell is federally funded, and we actually about a month ago announced that we received another 3 years of funding that comes through the federal government. So clearly there's an incentive there and a push to help fund this kind of age tech development in Canada at that level. And I would say, you know, especially with what's been happening with COVID-19 and the effect it's been having on older Canadians, you're seeing a really huge acceleration and a bigger push on adopting technologies, whether it's virtual care or telehealth, ways to keep people connected who may be now socially isolated because of social distancing and being in lockdown. You're seeing that accelerated, and you're seeing kind of barriers that were there before really just be broken down altogether. So it's going to be even a more rapid change, I would say, in the coming year and coming years because of that. And I think we'll see even more support from provincial governments and federally for age tech and organizations that help support it, as well as businesses in that space.
Michael, we're going to have to leave it there. I want to thank you. Good luck with the upcoming competition too, which is, I think, July 9th. And then you've got a competition on at the end of September on the 29th. It's exciting. There's lots of cool things being put forward. We look forward to keeping in touch and watching how these progress into real life applications.
Thank you, David Faisal. Always great chatting with you.
Been joined by Dr. Michael Krastowski. He's the Business Development and Industry Relations Manager at the AgeWell Network of Centers of Excellence. Lifestyle is going to be influenced through a number of things, and of course, technology is going to be a piece of it. But pulling it all together, like when we talk about lifestyle, Faisal, it's a big issue, right? It's not just about retirement. Mm-hmm. It's not about health alone. It's not about finances alone. It's about a whole bunch of different things. And the integration of that into a plan, right? A lifestyle or retirement plan. And that's what we want to talk about.
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting way of things move along when it comes to retirement. People are concerned. One of the biggest concerns that people have in retirement is their health.
Yeah.
One of the biggest concerns they have about their health is how they're going to pay for the quality of care.
Yeah.
And with all this new technology coming up and what the programs are available in the provincial government's system, the concern is it going to be out-of-pocket expense? So how do you cover all those expenses? How do you make sure that you have that plan ready to go for the long term? So you enjoy today, protect yourself for your health care in the future. We're going to discuss that on Tuesday, July 21st, 7 p.m., live online. Now you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
We've learned a lot over the last couple of months about the COVID-19 virus and how to protect and further protect seniors. Join us after the break. We're going to talk to the provincial medical director, get some further advice on how to do that, protect your loved ones, here on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.